I shall soon be quite dead. At last. In spite of all. Perhaps next month.
Simon Lokely reading an excerpt from Samuel Beckett's novel, Malone Dies. Last night, scholars and members of the public radio community came together to honor Simon Lokely, who passed away recently from pancreatic cancer. Longtime WBAI radio host Hafde Selassie said Lokely's program, As I Please, was really called As I Damn Well Please. Kathy O'Connell's tribute to Simon was a reading she has hanging on her fridge at home.
I was reading something that Simon wrote in 1987 called National Vermin Month. He said, in honor of or despite all the terrible things in the world, these were who were going to be dealt with during National Vermin Month. And then it truly was a litany of very Simon-type things and words. The word jackanape was in there. And he talked about landlords and those who turned their back on union.
According to O'Connell, Lokely wasn't an ordinary individual by any means.
Self-educated in such an incredible way. He would audit college classes. And that's how he truly got his education. He was a scholar without portfolio, without a piece of paper, and yet brilliant.
I met him at the James Joyce Society after having heard him on BAI for many, many years, 20 years at least, 30 years probably.
Miguel Peglieres is one of Simon Lokely's friends from the Swift in the East Village. That's where Lokely held court monthly. He said Lokely became his Joyce guide.
He led me into Joyce. It's not an easy thing to do on your own. And he kind of held my hand. And now that I have his own personal copy with his marginalia, whenever I put my finger on that pencil marginalia, I'll feel like he's still there.
One of Lokely's many jobs through the years was as a tour guide. His longtime spouse says she saw Lokely as a literary tour guide. She named dozens upon dozens of authors Lokely spoke about. One of his fans, Paul, said he always liked Lokely's taste in music.
I found him sometime in the late 70s, I believe, and I've been listening ever since.
Longtime WBAI radio host and engineer Sidney Smith told those gathered he misses his friend.
Yes, I was remembering Simon Lokely, who was a producer, editor, arts person at WBAI since the late 70s, I think, and was until his unfortunate passing from pancreatic cancer. He was a dear friend to us all, a brilliant man, kind, thoughtful man. And he is the only person in my life with whom I ever got drunk.
Simon, to me, is the spirit of Simon rather than anything he specifically did or said or taught.
WBAI radio host James Irsay.
Just his presence, that wonderful laugh that he had, that gleeful laugh that he always broke into, his appreciation of what I do, my appreciation of the level that he operated at. We had a mutual admiration society and a mutual love society, even though we never really hung out together. You know, he was my first choice to fill in for me when I wasn't able to do my show. And that's not just because he was available, it's because I knew he would do a great show, because he's a radio guy.
Creative individuals, those who find voice and have the courage to speak out. These are the folks Simon Lokely surrounded himself with.
I do not think I am wrong in saying that these rejoicings will take place in my absence this year. I have that feeling. I have had it now for some days.
And that's the WBAI Evening News for Tuesday, February 23rd, 2016. The news was produced with journalist Ash Jagrew, who covers grassroots actions. On Twitter, his handle is @AshAgony. Pacifica's Eileen Alfandari and Reggie Johnson at WBAI's Brooklyn Studios. I'm Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.